I'm Mark Allen with KSSL Sports, visiting with the head coach of the Southland Eagles, Coach Craig Hamilton. Coach, you ready for the ball game this week?
I am. We're ready to get back to playing after missing the game last week.
Yeah, you had a forfeit situation, I guess, last week with Laz Buddy. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, sir. They ended up, I believe they had six, but they were pretty beat up after playing hard, so they went ahead and forfeited the game to us.
Yeah, well, when you got six players, that's all you can come to the table with. That's kind of tough. You got a football game out there to play four quarters. Now, this week is a whole different story. You'll be traveling to Cotton Center.
Yes, sir. We're going to Cotton Center. They've struggled a little bit late. They've had some good ball games. You know, we went and watched them against Hart, and they got after it. They just, you know, they had some turnovers. But other than that, they're a good ball club, and, you know, we're excited to be going over to play them.
So what have you done to prepare for this ball game?
Well, you know, last week with us getting the bye, and it was our homecoming week, and, you know, we had to cancel pretty early, so we really didn't have the opportunity to find the game. We used a lot of last week for just kind of honing, you know, getting things, you know, nailed down that we needed to fix. You know, we worked on tackling, we worked on, you know, just some play recognition, you know, just things of that nature, things that we don't always have the time to do when you're preparing for an opponent that week. And, you know, so we really felt good about coming out of last week. We was able to give the kids a day or two off as well, as far as off letting them out a little bit earlier. But going into this, like I said, you know, not very often do we get to go watch a team we're fixing play.
Yeah, usually it's on film. It's right. Not the only thing that usually takes place.
Right, so we normally don't get that opportunity. So we're very excited that, you know, we got to go over and watch them and kind of get a little better feel. You know, they're the same ball club, of, you know, with the exception of one or two kids that came over here and got after us in a big way last year. You know, so we're trying to, you know, use that as some motivation and, you know, go over there and make sure we're ready to you know, move forward with our season.
Well, are you healthy? Is your players pretty healthy this week?
Yeah, we're real healthy right now. We haven't lost anybody yet, knock on wood, you know, but we're expecting to go into this game healthy.
How many players do you expect to hit the field to this Friday?
I think we'll be carrying 13 with us on Friday.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Our JV group has 12, and they'll be going over to Whit Harrell to play Anton, you know, Thursday. So we're really excited about having lots of games for our kids to participate in and getting better.
Well, any prediction on the outcome of the game, Coach?
No. I don't give any predictions. If we play well, I think we'll be fine. If, you know, if we'll show up and you know, when you're dealing with 15, 16-year-old kids, you know, sometimes, you know, but they have other things on their mind, so you never know.
That's right. Well, Coach, we're looking forward to tonight's ball game at Cotton Center. That's the Southland Eagles taking on Cotton Center. Friday night football. I'm Mark Allen with KSL Sports.